Good morning. It's 8:18, and you are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And lucky for me, I have three special guests with me this morning. I have Nick Mink. He's an instructor at Knox College. Nora McGinn and James Fenner, they're students. And they're here to talk about a class, Alaska Forest Fisheries and the Politics of Wilderness. Good morning, and thanks for joining me.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Ta-da! I do have three people. Great. Nick, you are instructor for Knox College. You probably have a fancier title than that.
Yeah, very fancy. Visiting Assistant Professor of Environmental Studies.
Nicely done. And you have brought in two students for me this morning because they are essentially touring Southeast Alaska?
Yeah, so the class is exploring natural resource uses on public lands, and of course Alaska is our great state in the United States with public lands, and we are here and have been here for the last 2 weeks and will be here for the next week studying the ways in which people and environments interact on landscapes, specifically looking at science and ecology and policy and the ways in which these relationships kind of interact in the real world. So it's an experiential learning type class that looks at forests and wilderness and fisheries and kind of puts them in their proper context here in Alaska.
So exploring Alaska, where is Knox College located?
It is in a small little prairie town in west central Illinois called Galesburg, Illinois. And it is Galesburg is famous because it is the home of the last extant Lincoln-Douglas debate site. So those very famous debates in 1858 where Lincoln and Douglas had it out over sort of the future direction of the country. Knox College was a part of that. It's also home to Illinois' most famous author, Carl Sandburg. So it's a little town, 30,000 people. Knox College is a 1,400-person residential liberal arts college.
So you went from one little historic town to another, our little 8,000-person historic town here of Sitka. So, Nora, had you been to Alaska previously?
No, I'd actually never really been out west before, certainly not to Alaska.
And James, the same question?
Yeah, only when I was very little was I here, but I don't remember any of that, so...
All right, well, welcome back.
Yeah.
Okay, Nora and James, you're both juniors at Knox College.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and give me a little bit of your preparation before coming here. Nora, did you write a paper or just do some reading?
Yeah, we did a lot of reading about the history and the politics of Southeast Alaska and pretty specifically about the Tongass and its management plans. And then I wrote a paper about the roadless rule inside the Tongass and how it's so unique to how the roadless rule interacts with the lower 48.
Okay. And James, how did you prepare?
I wrote a paper about the relationship between birds and logging in Southeast Alaska and how certain logging practices affect birds. Yeah, and then so I was able to see that firsthand through some of the Forest Service work.
Terrific. And did you, I mean, it's one thing to read and write a paper, and then when you come here, what are your first impressions? I mean, not just sort of connecting the dots of things that you wrote, but just being out in the wild. I mean, it's a little different from the prairie.
Right. It becomes quite obvious why the politics are so different because of the vast landscape here and how unique it is to anything we've ever seen and how a politician could make rules from where we're from that would affect here. It becomes apparent why it's so unique.
And what do you think, James?
Yeah, my first reaction to the area was, it rains a lot and it's kind of cloudy and it's really pretty area, but you hardly ever get to see the full beautiful landscape, and then when you get that one clear day, it's just unbelievable. It's nothing like I've ever experienced in my life, really.
Were you surprised by our transportation issues?
We had to kayak to get to where we wanted to go on False Island. And we saw a lot of planes and helicopters to get other people there.
I think when people from one small town go to another small town, they think they have some of the same comforts, just reduced a little bit. So, but any good impressions that you thought like, oh, I didn't know I was going to embrace XYZ. Are you enjoying the kayaking, getting around?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love the kayaking. It was really difficult physically and mentally, really, to get through the 10 days, but I love doing it. I love pushing myself and challenging.
Nick, did you not prepare them for the kayaking?
I prepared them. They had a significant exercise and aerobic regimen for them to participate in this class, and apparently they didn't come through for me. No, it was a very challenging 10 days. The first 10 days of the course was kayaking from Stargavin to up all the way up to the edge of end of Hoonah Sound and then back down False Island. And there were some challenging days. The first 2 days, they definitely were immersed in Southeast Alaska's rain and wind. It felt more like October here than it did the end of June. And the fact that they made it through the first 2 days, skies cleared up. Things got a lot better from a perspective of weather. We had some rain on and off for the next 8 days, but it was a challenging thing for folks. And then they worked at the Forest Service at their False Island camp on Sitco Creek, doing some salmon habitat restoration and forest monitoring with the Sitka Conservation Society and the United States Forest Service. And there was a lot of heavy lifting and a lot of physical, demanding physical labor in that too. So, I mean, but part of my own education and upbringing stresses that type of interaction with real things rather than books to get the most out of how you learn and what it means to be a part of a community and what it means to sort of educate yourself in certain ways.
So the takeaway is you have to live it a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can learn in books. We sat around and read about Sitka's history for an entire semester at Knox College. We explored forest policy. We explored salmon and salmon fishing and salmon habitat restoration. But, you know, reading that 3,000 miles from where a lot of it is taking place is great. It's a great primer for being able to understand some of the germane issues that are involved in these types of things. On the other hand, being here, being on the ground, seeing what a rainforest looks like, experiencing it, hearing it, smelling it, getting to understand its ecology from people who are experts in the field, and of course Sitka's assets with people who are experts in fisheries management and rainforest ecology and environmental conservation. I mean, there's no place quite like Sitka to be able to have those interactions with these types of folks. And so on the one hand, it's great to read. On the other hand, having that learned knowledge and applying that to something that might be seen as more useful, more hands-on, is certainly one of the main reasons why we came up here.
And what is still left on the Sitka syllabus?
We're going to the Sitka Sound Science Center right now. We'll be spending 2 days with them. Today they'll be with three scientists from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. We'll spend tomorrow with Lon Garrison and Jim Seelin doing aquaculture and fisheries biology. They have commercial fishing, subsistence fishing, and charter fishing practicums on Wednesday. And then Thursday, we're going to be going into the processors at Seafood Producers Cooperative in Big Blue, and they're going to be showing us how fish get from fishing boats to the market. And then Richard Nelson is kind of our closing event. He's going to be taking the students on a hike on Friday, and then they go home, although many of them are going up to Gustavus and spending a week at Glacier Bay, too.
Oh, that'll be fun. So you have found a way to squeeze in a little bit of leisure. And that's typically a bucket list kind of trip for people to go see Glacier Bay. Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Nick, Nora, and James, for telling us about their adventures through Knox College. Thank you for joining me.